folks when they wasn't supposed to have been voted out. Folks who ease around make them some moonshine. But when Franklin Roosevelt was elected president in 32, and then about 33, they changed that law, wasn't there? I don't know if anybody makes any now. I don't know anything about that, because there might be some. I noticed about every once in a while something on the paper or somewhere where they've caught a fella with it.
Ever hear they call it white lightning?
Yeah, call it white lightning, moonshine, corn whiskey, first one thing to know.
You ever taste any of that?
Oh yeah, I've drank it. I used to sample it along.
It's pretty powerful?
Pretty powerful, boy. This fella knows what he's doing making it. Yeah, pretty powerful.
I want to ask you about this word. Say, if I had a belt that was made out of leather, and it was 100% leather, I'd say that this wasn't artificial leather, this was what kind?
Well, it's a natural leather, I reckon.
Either that or kind of genuine?
Yeah.
Would you use that word genuine?
Yeah.
I say, would you use that word genuine talking about
genuine?
It?
Genuine? Well, that would be the proper word, I reckon, yeah. Genuine leather.
If you were eating your breakfast, would you ever take a piece of hot buttered toast and spread some of this sweet, sticky stuff on it?
Well, you take biscuit and split them over and put some butter on there. Then pour me some syrup over it. I put sugar on it. I used to when I worked off on the job a whole lot, the wife would fix it. Either biscuit and butter and sugar on it and carry off in my lunch.
Do you ever like to put jam or jelly on it?
Yeah, eat jam and jelly.
We still do use that.
Yes, ma'am. What about, you know, this stuff that you season your food with? Do you have shakers for the
salt? Yeah, salt, black pepper. Mm-hmm.
Before they sold sugar packaged like it is nowadays, you know, when they sold it right out of the barrel, how did they say they were selling it?
Well, where a fella like me would buy, they'd just weigh him out some. Mm-hmm. And of course, somebody would buy a whole barrel. I'd play sport and just use it out as I wanted to. A little guy like I always was, my money was little, brother. I'd get a few pounds, maybe 10 or 15 pounds.
Yes,
bag weighed out in a paper bag.
Did people ever say that they were selling it in bulk or bulk like that?
Well, what they call selling in bulk was where like you sell a whole barrel, if it's put up a 50-pound bag, something like that. Yeah. They call that bulk selling. Mm-hmm. This other, it's just retailed out where you just weigh out a fella what he wanted.
Say, if a fella had a lot of fruit trees growing together, what did he call himself having there?
Orchard?
Beg pardon?
Called an orchard.
People have those around here?
There's not any around here now. They don't. Used to, they could grow fruit trees, just peaches stuff here'd last a while, but that's where now they won't last as long as you take the cost you too much to fool with them, get them to grow, and then insects up and kill them. This fella up the road here 2-3 miles. Well, he's raised up there, but when he left, got grown, he went off and stayed until he got ready to retire. Come back, he worked in South Texas, in that fruit country. He put him out of orchard peaches, but they didn't last long. Mm.